Welcome, I'm Rose Aguilar, and this is Your Call. On today's show, we are opening the lines to hear your show and guest ideas for the rest of the year. It is already almost the end of September, and so much has gone on over the last couple of years, and we realized we haven't done a show like this in a while. So we thought, let's hear from listeners just to see what they're thinking about after COVID and all of the challenges that we're facing. If you have any ideas for shows or guests, you can give us a call, 866-798-8255. You can email yourcall@kalw.org or tweet us at Your Call Radio. We have a small, dedicated team who puts this show together on a daily basis. Huge thanks to senior producer Malihe Razazan and producer Leah Cesarine for working so hard to bring you these shows day after day. Over the past couple of weeks, we have talked about nurses caring for patients under intense stress and another COVID surge, California's housing crisis, student debt, and the Texas abortion ban. Every Monday, we focus on a range of environmental issues. A couple past shows, Will Red Wolves Survive Extinction? California Democrats Failed to Pass Climate Legislation as Wells Dry Up? The legislative session just ended, and this deserves so much more attention. We will definitely do a show about this. Another one, 40 million people rely on the Colorado River, which is drying up fast. And then on Fridays, we speak with journalists about the week's news and their investigations. There are so many amazing investigations out there, but because we live in this 24/7 media world with social media, it just seems like it's hard to get these investigations the attention they deserve. And so we all look for these investigations and we bring these journalists on to talk about what they found out. And we're really lucky to still have an hour. A lot of shows have either cut back or they do multiple segments, but we still have an hour to focus on these issues. So how can we best focus on solutions to the challenging issues of our time? You can give us a call, 866-798-8255. Email yourcall@kalw.org or tweet us at Your Call Radio. Are there specific shows that have stood out to you in any way? What makes you listen to the show? Because we know that you have so many options now. And what feedback do you have for us? We already got a number of emails, so I want to read a couple of these, and we are taking notes. And we're going to have a long list of these ideas. So Susan writes, the Oakland airport is planning a large climate-threatening expansion, and a coalition has been working with local organizations to build public awareness and pressure to stop it. There's a Stop Oakland website. Well, thank you for that, Susan. We will definitely look into that and add that to our list. That's really important. We have another email from a listener, Pat, who says, please be an advocate for fragrance-free products, especially in indoor air, as clothes dryer air pollution is my main migraine generator from neighbors doing their laundry. Clouds of fragrance, clothes dryer air pollution make it very difficult at any time in the week for me to use my own yard. And then Pat sends us a lot of information about 4,000 fragrance chemicals. Thank you for this, Pat. We've done a lot of shows about chemicals, and I think we're overdue for another one. So we will definitely add that to our list. Thank you so much. We also have some other emails. Peter says, you've got to make your website more accessible. It does not display on Android and doesn't work on Firefox. Load More fails. It's inexcusable to have a website that doesn't work properly. I didn't know that. I do not use Firefox, and I don't use Android. So I had no idea, but we will definitely look into this, Peter. Peter has a couple other suggestions. Put the topic of the hour on your website as soon as possible, meaning at least the day before, not just a couple hours before the broadcast. Presumably, you want people to be ready to hear the show and tell their friends to listen. Yeah, that's a really good one, Peter. We recently changed our interface. And we'll talk about this. The only problem with putting the show on the website the day before is that it's going to be pushed all the way down. And so that's why we put it up a few hours before, so it's on the top half of the page. So we'll have to talk about that and figure out if there's a workaround. The other one is put back the discussion forum on your website. It disappeared last year. A discussion forum is the best way to have listeners engage with your show because not everyone can call in. You know, this is so true. The problem is we don't have the staff to monitor and read what's on that site. And, you know, sometimes, I think it was last year, or I don't remember when, but sometimes someone just put a bunch of profane words on the site over and over and over again, and we didn't catch it until it was up there for many, many days, I think it was. So that's the problem with that, is we just don't have the staff to monitor the website. But we will also bring that back to our discussion. Have guests with more diverse viewpoints. Last night, KALW had BBC Hard Talk on, where the Texas legislator who introduced that controversial abortion bill was interviewed. You know, this is really important. And we have tried many times to bring on, for example, well, we haven't gone after that Texas legislator, but that's a really good idea. But to bring on, for example, the Democrats who stood in the way of climate legislation, as I said, the legislature just ended and they failed to pass climate legislation. According to reports, three Dems who take money from gas and oil wouldn't let certain legislation out of committee. The same thing is happening in Washington with efforts to ensure that Medicare can negotiate drug prices. There are a handful of Democrats who get money from Big Pharma and then stand in the way of this legislation. And we try to get them on and they don't come on. I mean, during COVID, we reached out to many people in Sacramento who would not come on. But we just have to, we have a very small staff, but we have to send them messages day after day because that's the only way to get them on. So we will definitely do that. Thank you so much for the ideas, Peter. Let's go to a couple of callers. Let's hear from Bob in San Leandro. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I would suggest having a show dealing with the program changes at the station. That's an important thing that really hasn't been discussed.
Yeah, you know, that we could do that. The problem is we are on other stations in different parts of California. There's a station on the Oregon coast that carries us. There's a station in Alaska and Montana, although that's on Friday, so that wouldn't get in the way. But yeah, that's a great idea. We can open the lines and talk about some changes to the programming. So thank you for that idea, and we will definitely write that down. We're writing all of these ideas down. Thank you, Bob. Let's go next to Susan in San Francisco. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm SOS Susan, and I'm permanently disabled, and I was studying to be a dance teacher, and they played the song from Saturday Night Live and by the Tavares, and the Bee Gees got famous, but my favorite song by Tavares is The Mighty Power of Love. It's greater than any interview Tavares. They're fantastic. The Mighty Power of Love is my favorite song. And when I was working at the Oakland Naval Supply Center, we would drive down the middle of the Oakland Bridge singing, "We are the champions," at midnight, no, 1 a.m. And they'd be passing me out. I was in the middle lane. That was the slow lane. They'd be passing me out at 110 miles an hour when I was only doing about 85.
Well, we thank you for that. That's a great story, Susan. Thank you so much for calling in, and we'll add that to our list. Let's go next to Suzanne in Hillsborough. Hi, Suzanne. Welcome to the show.
Hi there, Rose. How are you today?
You know, hanging in there, Suzanne. It's been a tough time for a lot of us with COVID, and then we're all dealing with, you know, family things and life, right?
Yes.
But we're doing the best we can. And we, like all
right.
of you, or we have our struggles too behind the scenes, but we just hope sometimes you don't hear them on the air. But yeah,
well,
we're
no,
good.
No, we don't. And I've been listening for a long time. So I would like to know if you could possibly be doing a show on fibroids and what they cause when they still stay in your body without removing them, as well as how do you fix anemia?
Ah.
That's a huge one.
Yes.
Nobody seems to find out how.
Okay. So fibroids and anemia.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, this is such so important, and we've been wanting to do shows about health. I mean, we've been focusing on COVID so much, but we're going to continue the COVID shows, but we definitely will do more shows about health. We've even thought about doing like a week-long series, and I think the fibroids, I've been hearing about so many friends who have fibroids removed, and their lives have drastically changed for the better. And then same with anemia. A lot of people have energy issues. And so we will definitely write that down and do that. I think more shows about health is so, so important. We had a couple of nurses on yesterday, and Lisa Hartmeyer said that over her 19 years working at UCSF, although she's just been there recently, she just sees so many more sick patients. And so we really need to focus more on health and prevention and this broken healthcare system. So thank you so much for that, Suzanne. Let's go next to Bernie in Berkeley. Hi, Bernie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I think a show on the current push for single payer in California would
yes.
be good. Maybe have Ash Kalra on to talk about AB 1400 and maybe some reps from the nurses union.
That sounds great. And if I remember correctly, I think I just got an email. I'm going to look this up from David Campos's office about, is that right? Or is it, I think I may have gotten that wrong. Oh, okay. Anyway, a legislator in Sacramento wrote yesterday about reintroducing a Medicare for All bill in California. So definitely, this one is so, so important. In fact, on tomorrow's show, we are going to have Marshall Allen back to talk about his book, Never Pay the First Bill and Other Ways to Fight the Healthcare System and Win. We had a great response when he was on last time, so we're going to have him back. And we'll find out more about how to analyze and contest your medical bills so you don't pay more than you should. In some cases, you can have the whole thing erased. You really just have to be proactive and make the phone calls. I mean, and sometimes make the call and call again. So we will definitely do a show about that. And then next Tuesday, we've been doing a number of shows about that $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill because there are so many life-changing provisions in the bill. And we're going to specifically focus on what the bill would do to bring down the Medicare age, to expand Medicare, to finally cover glasses, dental, and hearing, which would be life-changing. I recently took a loved one to Costco to get her glasses, and it was full of older people because it's cheaper there. I mean, this is just, and a lot of people don't even have access to dental and glasses, which is just so wrong on so many levels. So that's next Tuesday. We are on this, and we're going to cover it as much as we can. So thank you for that suggestion, and thank you for the call. Let's go next to Greg in Redwood City. Hi, Greg.
Good morning. I just want to say I love your show, and I think you guys are so great, and you really are a hard-hitting reporter.
Thank
and,
you.
And, you know, it's really, really refreshing to, you know, feel like there are adults out there that want to know the news, want the information, and want to be able to make intelligent decisions. So thank you guys for all the hard work you do, and I really, really appreciate it.
Well, that's so nice, Greg. Thank you. And huge thanks to Malihe Razazan and Leah Cesarine. The people who work behind the scenes also deserve so much more credit and attention because this really is a team effort. We are news junkies. We're so passionate about what's going on in the world. And we meet once a week. We bring ideas to the table. And then we decide what to talk about. There's so much right now. Actually, we are sometimes slicing the show into two topics because we just can't get to everything. On a Monday, we talk about environmental issues, and then Friday is our media roundtable. So we really have 3 days to talk about everything else, and it's just not enough time. So we'd love to also hear from you about that. What are your thoughts about spending the entire hour on any given topic, or maybe slicing the show into two sections? And obviously, when we bring on politicians, or even, you know, we try to bring on executives from companies like Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, we do a lot of shows about those companies. We always just say, look, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So if you have any ideas about the show structure, we'd also love to hear those. 866-798-8255. You can email your call at kalw.org or you can tweet us at Your Call Radio. A couple times a year, we open the lines to get your ideas about the show, just to hear from you. You know, you've got a lot of choices out there. You're dealing with a lot of things. News can be pretty overwhelming right now. What show, or what, you know, why do you listen to this show, and what more do you want from the show? What feedback do you have for us? We really value your opinions. I'm going to read a couple more emails. Henry writes, we are audible in San Jose, but it's right next. Oh, sorry. Henry writes that we actually responded to Henry. Leah did. Does KALW's signal reach San Jose? I'm struck by the fact that I hardly ever hear a mention of that city, which has a population considerably larger than San Francisco's. Yeah, Henry, this is a great comment in the peninsula. I mean, I think that, you know, we talk about Silicon Valley, but we're really talking about the tech companies. But I know that there are so many things happening on the peninsula. And so we will definitely do more shows about the San Jose area and the peninsula. And if you have some show ideas about what's going on there, we would love to hear from you. So thank you for that, Henry. Next, we'll hear from Penny. I listen most eagerly to interviews with experts about threats to our democracy. Please do more shows about Republicans' campaigns to end Democrats' voting rights and what can be done to stop it, especially from political experts like NPR's Ron Elving. Penny, this one is so important. And we feel like this has been written about. In fact, the Washington Post media columnist had a piece about this. A top reporter on the Hill has left and said, I cannot do this anymore. And he said, you cannot cover this when you know, the old kind of old way of doing this, sort of he said, she said, the quote balance. He said, you cannot cover what's going on by bringing on both sides. You have to just bring on factual information and be honest about what's happening. Nancy McLean is another guest that has really, she's a historian. She wrote a book about this. We actually tried to get her on recently, but she's working on a new book, so she didn't have time. But I think you're right. The threats to democracy, the campaign to end voting rights, what's going on in Texas, it's not just abortion. It's birth control. It's LGBT issues. There's so much around that. And we're definitely going to continue. And of course, voting rights. We're definitely going to continue on that one. So thank you so much. We have an interview from Genevieve. The interview and the show about Quench was excellent. Thank you so much, Genevieve. That was about how to stay hydrated. More shows featuring actionable things listeners can do to improve our world. For example, local and community-based activities and organizations, or small but powerful life choices we can make as individuals. You take on a lot of important, excellent topics that many of us have no control over. Empower us with topics we can make positive choices around. This is so important. In fact, we've been talking about another series about people who are doing really great work in our communities, because they deserve our gratitude, and they also deserve attention. People just out in the trenches working with youth. That's another personal passion of mine, is people working with youth, youth who are living in poverty, who don't have access to healthy food, who might be, you know, dealing with violence on a regular basis. I think this one is so, so important. So we're going to definitely think about doing a regular series on that. Thank you so much for your email, Genevieve. We've got full lines, and if you're just tuning in, we are taking your calls and hearing your opinions. We really value your thoughts on the show, what you want from the show ideas, where you want us to take the show in the future. So let's go to a few callers, and then we'll go back to emails. Let's go to Stephen in San Francisco. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to the show. Stephen, are you with us?
It cut out.
Oh, Stephen, if you can call back, I think you're on a bad line, and we'll bump you to the front.
Okay. If I get closer to my receiver, am I?
Oh, okay. There you go. It's fine now.
Okay. First of all, I just I really appreciate your emotional intelligence.
Thank
and,
you.
You keep the show engaging every show. Now, as far as show ideas, I'll try to be quick. one thing that has really bothered me is the use of the term climate change is everywhere, and that was a term conceived by a Republican hack because it was the least alarming to the members of the focus group. So generally speaking, a show about just how language matters. You know, say a guest would be a linguist or something that that kind of studies this, and just how language has been used to undermine progressive causes, I guess.
Yeah, this is so, so important. And, you know, you remind me of this Republican pollster who would go do all these focus groups and then say, all right, this is the language you need to use to confuse the heck out of everybody, or, you know, just keep repeating this over and over again. And once that happens, then all of a sudden reporters and media are using the same language, and then we all are. And it came from a little focus group. And I think that is so important. You know, we've even struggled with that, like climate change, climate crisis, what should we use? So that's a great idea. We should definitely have someone on to talk about the power of language. So thank you so much, Stephen. And you know, like I said with one of our last listeners, we're all dealing with our own things. And so sometimes we come to the show kind of tired and overwhelmed. I mean, I've had a lot of family issues over the past couple of years, and we're all dealing with this, but we just keep doing the best we can. And I think just being honest about it, to know that we're not alone, especially when we were locked down under COVID, is so, so important. So I really appreciate what you said when you first called in, Stephen. That means a lot. Thank you so much. Let's go next to Scott in Santa Cruz. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Rose, thank you very much for taking my call. I really enjoy your show. I've been listening for a number of years now.
Thank you.
There's an issue that I think your listeners might want to know more about. There's a new documentary out. It's about 2 or 3 months old, I believe. It's called The Dimming, and it's focusing on the issue of geoengineering, the weather. And it's has a lot of experts from the military, ex-colonels and generals, and politicians as well, that have looked into the issue and have a lot of important questions concerning geoengineering. You probably have heard, it's a new word that's been out in the news a lot, geoengineering, and they're talking, you know, a lot of the professors and scientists from the different universities are talking about the issue now. And it's been going on for a couple of decades now. Our military has been putting out heavy toxic metals into the atmosphere. And now that's coming to light, and the new documentary has definitive proof from many different experts. And there's a website, geoengineeringwatch.org, and it's Dana Wigington that runs the site, and he's been following this issue. He's the leader for the last 20 years, and he has a lot of different experts.
Scott, thank you so much for that. It's The Dimming, and we will definitely look into that issue. We had a show about geoengineering a couple years ago, but we haven't really talked about it recently. I mean, COVID has taken up so much of our airtime, and then the climate crisis and so many other things, but we'll definitely look into that. So thank you so much for that suggestion. Let's go next to Siva in San Mateo. Hi, Siva. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. The earlier comment about your emotional intelligence, I applaud that. Absolutely, you have it. What we all need is more emotional intelligence. So different topics. I'm a retired math teacher. I desperately want to be helpful in the education process. And there's barrier after barrier after barrier. So how can I even have a credential, but people who are no longer teaching have no, there's just barrier after barrier to being able to help children who are struggling in school. And yesterday I was at the San Mateo Main Library, and there some librarian had put out a lot of books about education and how people who are not part of the system are able to help.
Can I ask you, Siva, what barriers are you facing?
Well, I'm a secondary math teacher by credential, and I taught in the public schools of San Francisco. But I could see that the children did not understand the fundamentals. When they, for example, when you learn that 9 plus 4 is 13, how do you do it? You learn, you start at the bigger number, and you go 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. But the new math, the Common Core math, is trying to teach children that math is about patterns. Math is about seeing patterns and being curious and wondering. And math itself is the foundation for everything else, but it's supposed to be not just memorized, but it's a thinking process. It's how we solve problems by analyzing them and not just saying, well, this is how it is. And we're desperately in need of that kind of thinking.
Well, Siva, thank you so much for the call. We will definitely do a show about this. I just read a piece in CalMatters recently, Not Enough Subs, California Schools Face Severe Teacher Shortage. Long, underpaid, and underappreciated substitute teachers are key to keeping schools open this year, but a shortage has created another layer of chaos to the pandemic school year. So we'll definitely, even do a series on education and what you raise. I think this is so, so important. So thank you for the call, and thank you for teaching in public schools for so many years. Teachers deserve so much more. Thank you. Today, we are opening the lines to hear your opinions about your call, to get your feedback, to get your show ideas. And if you are listening on KALW, we are starting our membership drive tomorrow. So if you want to give us a little kickstart and support your call, you can go to kalw.org, click on the donate button. Any amount matters. Of course, we cannot do this without your support. And really, the reason why we're able to focus on all of these topics and be independent and follow the money and call out politicians, Republicans, and Democrats is because we are independent. If you're listening on another station, please support that station. This is Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar. We'll be back after this. This is Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar. Today we are opening the lines to get your guest ideas, your show ideas, and just your overall feedback on your call. We have been here doing this for a very long time, and a lot has changed over the years. We have such a different media landscape now, and we're always kind of asking ourselves, what role does this show play in this media environment? And we are so grateful that so many of you listen. I mean, so many of you are passionate about so many issues. We really could not do this without you. So if you'd like to call in, 866-798-8255, email yourcall@kalw.org or tweet us at yourcallradio. We would love to hear from you. Also, if you're listening on KALW, our fund drive starts tomorrow. So you can kickstart the fund drive by donating during this show. Let people know that you value this show. You can just click on donate at kalw.org. You know, every dollar matters. We could not do this without your support. And if you're listening on another station, please, please support that station. Public media is so, so crucial right now. We've got an email from Kim. Thank you. Yours is my favorite show on the air. Most of the time I'm listening later, so I appreciate the recordings you offer. Too many great shows to list in a short email, but your show on water and hydration with Two Women remains my favorite, and I have shared it widely. That show was Quench, if you'd like to look for it. Thank you for that. You've opened so many issues. Like you, I'm interested in most everything. Your continuing coverage of the climate crisis is the best available, and I deeply appreciate how informed and prepared you are to ask the right questions. Well, thank you so much, Kim. That really means a lot, and we will definitely do more shows about health. It is so, so important. Let's go back to a few callers, and then we'll read some more emails. Let's hear from Greg in San Francisco. Hi, Greg. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Rose. I really appreciate your show and today's show about topics. I would like to see an update on how the California Forest Service is partnering with First Nations peoples to manage the forest by working with fire.
Yes.
We heard something about it, and I think it's happening in Klamath with the Klamath peoples. But it's so little, and I'd just like an update on that. A broader topic is the move by many progressive groups to acknowledge their location as being former Native American land. Who is consulting for schools, nonprofits, and other interested groups to provide statements about former land use? Are First Nations people supporting cities in returning land to their care in some places where cities have like huge areas of open land? Are they partnering with First Nations peoples to return land to their care? Or at least asking First Nations peoples how we can be better stewards of the land. Bring these people on your show.
Well, thank you so much for that, Greg. Great ideas. In fact, we recently did a show with Bill Tripp, who's deputy director of the Karuk Tribes Natural Resources Department in Northern California, and Don Hankins, who's professor of geography and planning at Chico State, about this very issue. And we have talked many, many times about indigenous fire practices and how they are working with CAL FIRE. And so that's really important. We'll continue doing that. And we also have a land back show on our list of ideas. We've done a lot of shows around Line 3. The Native poet Joy Harjo will be on soon. So yeah, this is so important to us. We do a lot of shows about Native issues, and we will continue. Thank you for that call, Greg. Let's go next to Greg, another Greg in Palo Alto. Hi, Greg.
Hi, I hope I can run these by you really quickly.
Okay.
A couple of things. One, I'm really disturbed about the fact that there's still auto-advertising on TV. I don't know how you get that off, but it doesn't seem to me that that's very environmentally sound. Secondly, on auto registration, I'm not sure if I ever brought this up. If you're going to drive a car in California, you ought to pay through the teeth for the horsepower, the miles per gallon, the weight of the car. You should be paying a lot of money. That's not the way it's currently done, but that's the way it should be done, which would discourage people from driving gas guzzlers. Secondly, I'd really like to see you do something on disability, because I know that people in the disability community really have a hard time. I'm finding that out under ADA Title II, trying to deal with local governments. And lastly, I just wanted to say, maybe you could do something by going around the bay, if you get a chance, to different communities and trying to get on people who are, what are they doing? What's wrong? What's happening in their communities that's really not contributing to, the development of positive environment, and what's going on that they are doing? So you can invite on a bunch of people, maybe from, different communities, Palo Alto, where I live, Oakland, Richmond, whatever, and have them discuss, what's good and bad about what's going on in their community.
That's a great idea, Greg. In fact, next week, because of the recall and the national attention that it got, we're going to do a show about the state of California. Obviously, it's a massive state, and it's just such a wild state because there's so much wealth here and then so much poverty. And so we'll talk about where we are in California, where we're going. If any of you have guest ideas for that one, please email yourcall@kalw. That would be a good start. And then, as you say, drill down into different communities. So great ideas, Greg. We always love hearing from you. Thank you for that. Let's go to Lisa in Oakland. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. For show ideas, I would like to hear an in-depth investigation into the timeline of the former Trump administration's negotiations with the Taliban in Afghanistan, what was relinquished, and how he sidestepped dealing with the Afghan government in negotiating with this terrorist group. And I'd like to know what he did, when he did it, what he tried to do and was not able to because he was stopped by people in his administration, and who stopped him from doing those things. Because we need to have a clear picture of how we got where we are today. And there's been almost no coverage of that, either currently or while this was going on, starting in, I understand, in 2018. And the consequences are enormous for the whole world, and especially for the people of Afghanistan. And it's really painful to hear every update in the news on this subject. Everything is just devastating. And we all need to know how this happened.
Yeah, it's such an important point. And yeah, Lisa, I mean, we talk about history. This did not happen that long ago, and the context is so important. You know, we will definitely cover that. I think it is so important, either on a Friday or during the week. So thank you for that. And as you know, probably know, we've had so many Afghan guests on the show. So it would be good to get someone who has maybe a closer view of the Trump administration's deals with the Taliban, and then someone, an Afghan, to also weigh in on this. Very important. Thank you. Thank you for that. You know, that's the other thing, is we do a lot of international shows. It's so important. And we'd love to hear your thoughts on that. What other international segments would you like to hear? And we also try so hard, if we do an international show, we try to bring on someone from that country, not just U.S. politicians, because that has been done over and over again. And a lot of these politicians have gotten it wrong so many times, or these, you know, talking heads. So thank you for that, Lisa. Let's go next to Hari in San Francisco. Hi, Hari. Thanks for holding.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Rose. I understand you cannot focus on a specific area or issue because you have listeners from different stations. However, I thought it would be interesting to hear people from different cities share their ideas about how nonprofits could be brought under control. Within 10 minutes walking distance of where I live, I've counted 8 different nonprofits that operate. They are not in any, they do everything behind people's backs. In the case of UCSF, it's dramatically, has a plan that's going to dramatically reshape our neighborhood, and even the city has no real say over it. They have to go along with it. And you know, there's been instruction to gardens in Golden Gate Park by a nonprofit. Another one put in a Ferris wheel and was involved with the Muhammad Nehru Slush Fund. And I'm sure other cities have things to share. And it would be great to find ways, you know, such as, you know, if you do business with the city or you affect taxpayers, you have to have open meetings regularly with people who live in the neighborhood, for example. And David Harvey would be a good guest to have on to talk about that. He wrote A Brief History of Neoliberalism. And I believe, you know, when you had Gray Breckett on your show, he also recommended that book. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Nice to hear from you, Harry. These are great ideas. And we are on a couple other stations, but we still can drill down on the local level because so many of these issues are really hitting people no matter where they are. So thank you for that. If you're just tuning in today, we are opening the lines to get your show ideas, to hear your feedback about the show, where you want us to take the show in the future. If you have any guest ideas, we'd love to hear from you. 866-798-8255. 866-798-8255. You can also email your call at kalw.org. We are keeping a list of all of these shows, and we really, really appreciate it. Let's go next to Starchild. Hi, Starchild. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you, Rose. You know, I want to say I agree, too, with the persons earlier who were talking about your emotional intelligence. I haven't met you in person, but I think you're a nice person and somebody who's well-intentioned. I can just hear it in your voice. You know, so it pains me a little bit to sound a somewhat discordant note here or a note of disagreement. The left-wing bias of this show is never acknowledged. You know, this is National Public Radio. As a libertarian, I don't feel represented. I would say, how about some libertarian guests? How about challenging left-wing dogma from time to time?
We criticize Democrats on a pretty regular basis, Starchild. I even had it in my introduction. But libertarians, you know, I will say we have not had libertarians on in a while. But I have a problem with the labels, like left-wing. I mean, you know, that's fine, and I take your feedback. But the way I see it is there's so many problems. The poverty, the homelessness, the inequality, the lack of healthcare. I don't see that as a left-wing thing. It's just wrong. I'll say we have not had libertarians on, and that would be a fun debate, actually, because let's have some libertarians on. Let's have some lefties on. Let's have some moderates on, and let's just talk about these issues. Because I get passionate about this because, you know, I grew up in California, and what I see just pains me. In my neighborhood in San Francisco, so many more people walking around that clearly have a mental illness and they cannot get help. I just don't see that as having a left-wing bias. I just see it as we live in such a wealthy state and country, and this is wrong. So thank you. I mean, I take your criticism, and we'll definitely talk about having people from different perspectives on to hash these issues out, because we need major, major change. So thank you for calling in. Let's go next to a couple more callers, and then we'll take a few emails. Let's hear from Sherry in Berkeley. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate what you just said and your openness to criticism. I totally agree with what you just said. 2 points. One is I'd really like to hear from some local labor heroes, some rank and filers that are in the trenches, not only fighting sometimes the bosses, but sometimes their own leadership. The one major thing that's being omitted, I don't see anything about, is the miners' strike in Alabama. They've been on strike since April. That's number one. So more labor, and also include the rank and filers. Number two, with this climate crisis, my major concern is for the poor, the working poor, and the working class. Yeah. I don't think the solution is for everybody to get an electric car. I think that, you know, we need to figure out mass transit on a massive level, and because the ones that are going to be hit the hardest are the ones that I just said, the poor, the working poor, and the working class. And maybe some of them will be able to afford an electrical car or the cost of gas, but it's going to impact them a lot, and we need to deal with that because they're in the majority, I think. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sherry. This is so important. In fact, before the fires really took off, we knew what was going to happen. And so we did a show and we said, what is the state doing to ensure that low-income people can get their hands on air purifiers and N95 masks? Because this stuff is expensive. And so we are so passionate about that. So we're definitely going to focus more on that. And then I'm not sure if you've heard our workers show, Sherry, but we're doing regular shows around the miners' strike in Alabama, for example, the garment workers in Los Angeles who have been fighting for years just to be paid a minimum wage. And everyone should know that that bill is now on Governor Newsom's desk. If he signs it, the garment workers will actually be paid a minimum wage, which still is far too low, but a minimum wage is actually more than they make right now. And then we did a show about the Nabisco strike. There's just so much going on out there, and we're going to definitely continue doing shows about workers and strikes across the country. I also just saw a report about how the number of gig workers is just drastically increasing, and they have no protections, no health care, no pension. So this is all so important. So we're definitely on those issues. Thank you. Thank you, Sherry. Let's go next to Lisa in Oakland. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I would like to see less crisis journalism, more covering of the powerful, wonderful things that people do, because I feel like we go into foreign countries or foreign other communities and we only cover them when there's a crisis. And I think that that's demobilizing and disempowering. And I think what's important is to see the amazing things people have done in other countries and elsewhere that maybe we can learn from.
Yeah, I love that idea, Lisa. Thank you. We did have a couple of young Afghan photojournalists on, you know, talking about the amazing work that they're doing. This was before the Taliban took over. But to your point, we've been wanting to do a series on what is happening in other countries around prisons, for example, the homeless crisis. There's so much food, ensuring that kids in schools have healthy food. So many countries are doing it. Well, I'll say better than the United States, and we really can learn. So thank you. I love that idea. We've been wanting to do that for a long time, but we will bump that to the top. So thank you for that, Lisa. Let's go next to Keith in Berkeley. Hi, Keith.
Hi, KLW. Thanks for taking my call. I really love your programming, and I wanted to know if you guys could do a show covering the international crisis in Palestine and how much of our tax dollars are going to the Israeli government and the regime there. It seems to be a really dire situation on the ground. I just don't hear much of a Palestinian perspective. We often get like a pro-Israeli government perspective in the mainstream media.
Yeah, thank you. This is another important one. We had a number of people from the West Bank and Gaza on the show when the attacks happened. My brain, I don't remember the months, but I think it was 4 or 5 months ago. But we have not done many follow-ups on that because of what's going on in Afghanistan. So thank you. That one is so important, and we will definitely do that. Thank you, Keith. Let's go next to Heather in San Francisco. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Rose. Thanks for taking my call. I would love to hear a show on just helping parents with kids in public school in San Francisco understand what we can do to try to fix this broken system. And, you know, I read sort of anecdotally about other districts and how mayors have more control over the school district. And, of course, I participated in the recall of some of the members of the Board of Education. But I just structurally don't understand why parents don't have more political sway and influence, and we live in one of the wealthiest cities in the whole world, and yet a lot of people that work here, they live in the suburbs, in the quote-unquote better school districts. And so, you know, there's just so many complex issues, and I just love how you sometimes bring outside experts in to compare. How are other people tackling this? And I know it's hard because your listeners are from so many different school districts, but San Francisco is really, it's really frustrating as a parent I don't know who to go to. You know, the PTAs, they're not focused in advocacy. And I feel very helpless. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Heather. It's so important. And we had a parent group on during COVID, and I don't remember the name, but we will definitely do a show on this. This is so important for parents with children in public schools. So thank you for that idea. We are almost out of time, and we have so many emails that we did not get to. I just want to read a couple of these. I haven't had time to reread these, so just bear with me for a minute here. Michelle says, we would so appreciate deeper coverage of human rights resource land rights of Native and Indigenous peoples in North Central and South America. We greatly appreciate the coverage of violence against Native women and would welcome additional coverage of this very timely topic. Oh, Michelle, this is so important. Thank you. missing and murdered Indigenous women. We will definitely do more shows on that. So thank you. Dylan says, I would like a show on the IRS. The IRS is so disorganized. People have to pay companies to handle it for them. Thank you. We are going to do a number of shows about taxes coming up, so we'll definitely include that. Bibi says, I'd like to see a program on our wars, climate impact, how much CO2 is involved in bombs dropping. Wow, that one is so important. You know, in 2017, I can't believe it's so long, but it's been so long. We had Gar Smith on talking about the War and Environment Reader, and we talked about the price we pay for perpetual war with a focus on the climate. The Pentagon alone burns 320,000 barrels of oil a day, which deserves so much more attention. So maybe we'll have Gar Smith back to talk about that. So thank you for that one. Paul, I love this idea, and I have been thinking about this for a while. The only reason I haven't done it is because it takes a little extra work. How about 5 minutes of good news at the end of your show? I have been thinking about this for the last year, Paul, but because I've been dealing with a lot of family issues, it's sometimes hard to just get through the show, I have to be honest, and to add another element would take a lot more work. But I think it would be fantastic. And just to let people know about some good work that's going on or what people can do to get involved, because there's so much that's going on that we just forget sometimes what happened last week. So I love that idea. Also, Paul says a show about AB 1139 changes to solar connection to the grid. Thank you. We will write that one down. Wayne, how about a regular show featuring comedians? Since so many programs are on heavy, depressing news, laughter is supposed to be the best medicine, and we all need it for our mental health. Well, Wayne, we hear you. And sometimes we get emails from people saying, your shows are just too intense. Can you lighten it up a little bit? And we feel the same way. And then sometimes we do another intense show. But we hear you, and we will definitely, you know, lighten it up. But also, like, let's talk about health, the book about how to stay hydrated. It's a little lighter, but it's just so, so important. At least it's not doomsday. It's at least empowering people to possibly make different choices and to just learn something new. So yes, we always struggle with this, and it's a work in progress. And I think it's always going to be a work in progress. Thank you so much for all of your amazing ideas. Thanks for the phone calls and the emails. Sorry we didn't get to all of them, but we have them all written down. We're going to go over every single email. And again, a reminder, if you're listening on KALW, we start our membership drive tomorrow, and you can kickstart that by clicking on the donate button at kalw.org. If you listen on another station, please support independent public media. Again, thanks to Malihe Razazan and Leah Cesarine, our incredible producers. Thanks to Kevin Vance for engineering today's show. And thank you for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's your call.